Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves underneath thy mighty hand tonight, just thanking and praising you for your glory, your mercy, and your love. Just thanking and praising you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Now, precious Father, I get out of the way that you may have your way here tonight in the name of Jesus. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. In the name of Jesus, prepare people's hearts to see thy word in spirit and in truth. We thank you in advance for answering prayers, honor and requests, but most of all for salvation to go forth. In the name of Jesus, now precious Father, I decrease, let the Spirit of the Lord in me increase. Holy Spirit, living God, have your way within our lives this day and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open up to 1 Peter 2, verse 2. And the Word of God reads, as newborn babes desire the sincere, pure milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby. Also in the book of Psalm 92, verses 12 through 15. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. We then read to you 1 Peter 2, verse 2, and also Psalms 92, verse 12 through 15. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his holy word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, just for the next few minutes, pray with us and for us as we bring forth the word of God through the use of the internet. We are talking about those planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish. Those planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish. Tell them, God, because you are righteous, you are to live a righteous life in 2022. Beloved, the righteous is one who said they are saved and shows it and shows that they are saved. In other words, their walk matches their talk. Yes, people of God, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. Those planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish. Beloved, when we are talking about spiritual growth, it means that you are learning more about Christ on a daily basis. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, we are on the potter's wheel. We are going through a process that God is patiently stripping us, molding us, making us, stretching us to become more like Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. It means that you are constantly maturing in your walk with the Lord on a daily basis. It means that you are growing spiritually, stronger, wiser, each and every day of your life. Yes, believers of Christ, the righteous shall flourish. There shall be the righteous shall flourish. There should be spiritual growth and progress in our Christian walk. Yes, child of God, the Lord Jesus Christ never intended for the Christian life to be barren and unproductive. I'm going to say it again for those that just woke up, or those that are listening, and those that will be listening at a later date. This is very important to know in 2022. Child of God, the Lord Jesus Christ never intended for the Christian life to be barren and unproductive. See, the Bible says in the book of John, chapter 15, verse 16, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained, appointed you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you should ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Yes, beloved, those planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish. Those planted in the house of the Lord will grow, blossom where they are. Yes, those that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish. Flourishing in the house of the Lord is a must as we continue to grow in the things of God. See, the word of God says again here in Psalms 92, verse 12 through 15, the righteous, which means that you are in right standing with God, which means that you have given your life to Christ, which means that you are living a righteous life in order to do right in God's eyesight. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Flourishing in the house of the Lord should be a priority for every believer of Christ. Being planted in the house of the Lord, as being a Christian, planted in God's house, is just as absolutely necessary as a tomato plant being planted in good soil. Neither the Christian nor the tomato plant will survive without being planted. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, as we look around in 2022, we are living in a culture, in a time and a season where people neglect going to the house of the Lord. Where the Bible was, God have called us for such a time as this. And the word of God says to not forsake the assembly of yourselves together so that we can encourage one another, exhort one another as the day of evil is approaching. It is very, God have called us into communities. He have not called us to be a lone ranger all by ourselves on a desert island. No, God have called us to be an encourager to one another, to help pray for one another, to love one another in the love of the Lord, to stand in the gap for one another and see what area that we can be a blessing in. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, this is not the time to be selfish. This is the time to be selfless, to reach out beyond the four walls of a building, even our own household, and go into the byways and the highways and compel people to come into the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, at this hour, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it is time for those that are planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish. So stick tight in the relationship that you have with Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of your faith. Jesus, he is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus, he made a way where it seems to be no way. Being planted in the house of the Lord is vital today. As being a Christian, planted in the house of the Lord is just, again, it's absolutely necessary as a tomato plant being planted in good, fertile soil. Neither the Christian nor the tomato plant will survive without being planted. Yet God's word is so powerful to teach us this great truth. Yes, God's word is like a hammer. God's word is powerful. God's word is faith-filled words spoken into our lives, speaking over our lives and confessing faith-filled words that we may grow at this hour. Yes, my beloved, God's house is a dwelling place of the righteous. Child of God, when your roots are deeply established in the word of God and the feet of roots are seeking the life of the Holy Spirit and the word of God, which your soul will quickly grow into maturity and usefulness. Yes, beloved, a planted soul shall flourish in the courts of our God. A planted soul shall flourish in the courts of our God. People of God, the word of God says in the book of Galatians chapter 2, verse 7, be rooted and build up in him and establish in the faith as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Yes, we are talking about those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish, flourish, shall blossom in the things of God. My brothers and sisters in Christ, when we talk about the palm tree, when we talk about the example of how the palm tree flourished, symbolically, we are talking about we as humans, we as born-again believers of Christ, are being planted in the house of God where we shall flourish. Yes, the righteous shall flourish like palm tree. A palm tree survives and even flourishes in the most adverse circumstances or situations. You'll find a palm tree in the desert. You'll find it in a place where most other plant life is absent. Because the desert, because of the desert heat by day and of the cold by night, you will find a palm tree in a place where there is little rainfall. Yet, through it all, it still flourishes. As the righteous shall flourish like palm tree, according to the book of Psalms. Here, beloved, adverse situations and circumstances doesn't stop the believer of Christ from flourishing. You see, adversities does not cause the believer of Christ to wilt. Or wilt means to grow weak or faint, to become limp. No, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we know that we are not immune to trouble. We know trouble will come in every shape, in every form. But when trouble comes, the secret is how we will react to trouble. How will we react to things that come unexpectedly in our lives? Well, I'll stop by to let you know that we got to lean and depend on the Lord. Bible says in Isaiah 40, verse 31, but those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. So people of God, during difficult times in our walk with the Lord, this shouldn't stop us from serving God and from bearing fruit unto the Lord. No matter what we are going through, where we are, where we are at, we are flourishing like the palm tree. So put your hand in the master's hand. Look onto the hills from which cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord. So people of God, for an example, the seeds of the palm tree normally takes 4 to 5 months to germinate, to sprout. And in the 8th year, that is when the date palm tree begin to bear fruit. The date palm will bear fruit annually for well over 100 years. Oh, what a blessing to know, because knowledge is power. See, the word of God also says in Psalms 92, verse 14, they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat, plump, and green, flourishing That's what we will do. You know, a question may be asked. Maybe asked right here while we are doing this teaching tonight on a Friday night in 2022. Hallelujah. The question may be asked to us here tonight is, how do the palm tree that lives in the desert flourish? Well, the reason why the palm tree can survive in a desert environment is because of the root system. You see, the date palm tree does not have a tap root, but it has thousands of little rootlets. Most of them are no thicker than a human finger, but they spread out and down beyond or beneath the surface. The roots may be small, but they are so firm that it can stand even in a tsunami, even when weather is unfavorable. You see, the large number of roots for the date palm tree allows them to reach out and down and draw the water and nourishment the palm tree needs to survive and flourish. That is a blessing to know that even in tough times, we as individuals, as believers of Christ, we can endure whatever comes our way. Sure, the wind may blow, the water may rise, we may bend, but we won't break. Because our trust, our faith is in the Lord. Bible says, and now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he said he is. And he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Again, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the date palm tree has a large number of roots that allow them to reach out and down and draw the water and nourishment, the water and nourishment that is needed to survive and flourish. Here, the word of God says in the book of Galatians, chapter 2, verse 7, it says, being rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as ye have been taught and overflowing with thanksgiving. Yes, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, those planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish. The secret to a flourishing life is our relationship to Jesus. Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. You see, in Jesus, we find and draw the resources to flourish like the palm tree that lives in the desert. Yes, beloved, God wants you as his child to prosper in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. Bible says in 3 John chapter 1, verse 2, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health as thy soul prospers. Yes, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health as thy soul prosper. Here the Apostle John has given us encouraging words of wisdom and his desire for the believer of Christ. Above all things, he desired that we may prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. So, believer of Christ, the way that God sanctified you, set you apart from the world's uncleanness, sickness, and darkness is by his word. See, God's word will stand. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word will endure forever and ever. God's word, not our philosophies, not our opinions, but God's word will prosper. Hallelujah. What a blessing to know that God's word, God looks over his word to perform it. He goes to and fro, being loyal to those that faithfully is committed to him. Yes, the righteous shall flourish like palm tree. So we as born-again believers of Christ, whether young in the Lord or been walking with the Lord for a long time, let us continue to be teachable. Let us continue to desire the word of God, that we may grow from milk all the way to meat, that we may grow strong in the Lord, strong in our belief in God's word, because God's word will stand. Oh, yes, it will. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word shall endure forever and ever. Remember, my brother.
Oh, cook for show. No matter what path we take, no matter what choice we make, no matter who comes and goes, I'm a cook for show.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this day and forevermore. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Well, we just thank God, amen, thus far, amen. For those that are listening, we just thank God for you, that you just hallelujah, continuously pray for us as we pray for you on a daily basis, amen, that God would just intervene and see fit in his own time, amen, to meet our each and every need in our life. So again, tonight we are talking about those planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish. We also use the example of the palm tree, amen, that grows in the desert where other plant life wouldn't even, well, do not grow, amen, because of its root system that is beneath the surface of the ground, where it goes deep and is stretched out wide. Amen. That when adversity comes, when bad weather comes, when a typhoon and a tsunami come, amen, the tree can still stand because it's firmly rooted in the ground. And we also want to bring it into the natural, where we talk about us as born-again believers of Christ, when we are planted in the house of the Lord. God wants us to grow. He wants us to flourish. He wants us to bloom, amen, where we are planted. Praise the Lord. Here, again, when we talk about in Psalms 92, verse 12 through 13, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Bloom where you are planted. Those planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish. Child of God, whether you know it or not, every step that you take prepares you for the next step. Each chapter in your life is building a foundation to launch the very next chapter. People of God, in 2022, again, we live in a culture where we like to blame others. The blame game card has been played ever since the garden, where Adam blamed Eve and Eve blamed the serpent, the snake. The truth of the matter is that we can never expect others to change. We must learn to change ourselves and to let God change the rest of them. Beloved, until God turns the pages in your yet-to-be-told story, don't blame yourself or others. Just bloom where you are planted. Hear the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 20 says, let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. Let him or her be content, be patient, and always be ready. Child of God, never assume that you are in the wrong place. Perhaps God have you right where he wants you for such a time as this in 2022. Those planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish. So bloom where you are planted. Beloved, God is God in his infinite wisdom plants us in his own church, which means if God planted you there, you are going to want to be laurel. and faithful to God. And for the reasons he have planted you where you are. If you are planted in a local church, a local community, then you need to blossom where you are planted at. Beloved, when you plant a seed, if it has all the right ingredients, it is going to grow and blossom. I'm going to say it again for those that are taking notes. Beloved, when you plant a seed, which will produce after its own kind, and if you have all the right ingredients, it is going to grow and blossom. You see, the word bloom means to mature into achieving of one's potential, to shine out and to glow. People of God, one of the greatest tragedies in life in 2022 is wasted opportunity of not making the best or the most of what God has given to us. You see, all of us have come into this world with certain abilities. And when God saved us, he gave us gifts and the grace to exercise those gifts to help others and to build our own lives and to glorify his name. Believer of Christ, God has planted you where you are that you might become a blessing to others. God wants you to take deep root and stand firm in his hour. Yes, child of God, bloom where you are planted. It can mean to be very fruitful and to blossom, to become all that you were created to be. Here, when we look in the book of Jeremiah 17, verse 7 through 8, blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots. Yes, my brothers and sisters, spread out her roots by the river, and shall not see, and shall not wither when the heat cometh. But her leaf shall be green and shall not be anxious in the years of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Yes, those that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish. In other words, my brothers and sisters in Christ, bloom where you are planted. You see, blooming where you are planted is, first of all, to make a choice in 2022 and to respond to it in a positive manner. Book of Proverbs 11, verse 28 says, he that trusteth in his riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a palm tree. Believer of Christ, when God talks about his plan of restoration in our lives, he is focusing on our heart. You see, the biblical meaning of bloom is about our hearts and a reconciliation, our reconciled relationship between us and God. It is good to know that we are in right standing with God, to return to Him. Even in our sinful state, God extended mercy, saved us, put all our sins in the sea of forgiveness, cast as far as the east is from the west. We serve a merciful God, a God that sits high and looks low, a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. So, beloved, we are given new hearts and are clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Again, the Bible says in 1 Peter 2, verse 2, as newborn babes desire the sincere, pure milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Believer of Christ, when you are willing to grow and equip yourself with God's truth and God's word, you can reach higher levels of spiritual maturity when your faith is tested and forced to grow where you are planted. It will give you determination and a willingness to want to grow. People of God, only with Jesus' sacrifice and God's grace are we able to bloom at any given time. Yes, child of God, you can bloom with grace by showing God's love to others all around you, and viewing God's blessing as a way to bless others that are in need. Remember, wherever God plants you, bloom with grace. The grace of God that passes all understanding is only by His grace that we are who we are here in 2022. So, child of God, under God's grace, you have the blessing of long life and being fruitful. God wants to bless us with a long life so that we can see Jesus more and more in our lifetime here on earth. Yes, Bible says in Psalms 92, verses 12 through 13, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in His courts. Yes, believer of Christ, God have given you as His child a calling and an assignment for your time here on planet Earth. You see, the purpose of having a long life is to be a blessing to the people around you. Hallelujah. People around you. In order to minister to them with the gifts that God has placed in you. And also for you as a believer of Christ to bring people to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because, beloved, the older you are, the more that the Lord had placed in you to impart to the generations after you. Yes, the righteous shall flourish like palm tree. Bible says here in the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 7 through 8, Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. Believe of Christ, embrace the wisdom of God, and receive riches, honor, and length of days. Beloved, the wisdom of God is personalized as a woman. When you embrace, desire, and seek God, she will embrace you with two hands. Her left hand, bringing you riches and honor, and her right hand, bringing you length of days. Length of days in 2022 is a blessing God wants you to have on this side of heaven. So we are grateful and thankful tonight for everything that God has done and will do for each and every one of us. Here in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 1 to 3, it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. For this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. It is very crystal clear that the scriptures count long life as a blessing. Yes, God wants you to live a long and healthy life. The child of God, under God's grace, you have the privilege, you have the blessing of longevity and fruitfulness. God wants you as his child to live a long life so that you can see Jesus more and more as he stretches you, as he mold you into the image of his son, Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Remember, child of God, when we are talking about spiritual growth, it means that you are learning more about Jesus on a daily basis. It means that you are constantly maturing in your walk with the Lord. It means that you are growing spiritually stronger each and every day of your life. Yes, believer of Christ, the righteous shall flourish. There should be spiritual growth taking place and progression in our Christian walk with the Lord. Child of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, again, we are reminded that he never intended for the Christian life to be barren and unproductive. Yes, believers of Christ, according to John 15, verse 16, it says, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained, appointed you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Remember, brothers and sisters in Christ, if God's word abide in you and you abide in him, you shall ask what you want, it shall be given unto you. So this is the hour in 2022 to stretch out in faith, to walk in obedience to what God's word is saying. Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, the B clause of the verse, to obey is better than sacrifice, and the hawking than the fed of rams. Yes, those in the house of the Lord shall flourish. Those that are planted in God's house shall flourish, shall bloom, shall blossom in God's house, in our walk with Christ. Yes, as we look on to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith, we look on to him because he's the one that went to Calvary. He's the one that took upon himself the sins of the world. He's the one that they nailed to an old rugged cross. They lift them high. They stretch them wide. He is the one that they laid a crown of thorns on his head. And water and sweat came trembling down his brow. Jesus, he's the one. While on that cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He's the one. When he asked for a drink of water, they brought him vinegar to drink. He's the one that said, it is finished. It pierced him inside. Water and blood came trembling down. And when it hit the earth, the thundering started roaring. The lightning started flashing. Jesus Christ, the centurion that was down beneath the cross, he looked up and he said, truly, surely, this is the Son of God. They took him off that cross, placed him in a borrowed tomb, and after 3 days, he rose with power. All power was given to him. He rose up with power on high and upon the earth and under the earth. Before he ascended up, he was seen by others, walked upon this earth. And after 40 days in communion with the disciples, before he ascended up, he told them to go tarry in Jerusalem and wait for the promise of the Holy Spirit to come forward and manifest itself. He promised that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. And right now, Jesus, he's sitting in the right hand of the Father, interceding for us on a daily basis, egging us on to go on a little bit longer in the things of God. The Bible says in John 14, verse 1, 2, and 3, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. Was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. Jesus Christ is coming back for a church, spot, blemish, or wrinkle. He's coming back for prepared people. Take them to prepared place. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, put your hand in the Master's hand. Look onto the hills from which cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord, the one who created all, the one that has all power in his hand, the one that sits high and look low, knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. And for that, we are grateful that we are in Christ. We are thankful for everything that God has done and is doing. Thanking him for our being on top of the ground and not under it. Thanking him for crowning our head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. From this day forward, in Jesus' precious, holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. My brothers and sisters in Christ, if you'd like to get in contact with us about a subject that you may want us to talk about, or something that's pertaining to the Word of God, or God have placed it upon your heart to send a seed offering, you can reach us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 7051. Again, you can reach Dudley or Lisa Tebow at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Have a blessed night and a wonderful, blessed, and safe weekend. Until we meet again, God bless you. God keep you. Yes.
Thank you, Apostle, for that message on flourishing where you're planted. I hope you gained some information that you can use in your everyday life. And if you have, please share the number, 347-826-9424, with your family and friends, and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday and Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, that's 347-826-9424. Every Tuesday and every Friday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear discussed, please feel free to contact us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 7059. P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Address your correspondence to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, Tebow, T-H-I, B as in boy, E-A-U-X as X-ray, or Lisa Tebow. We'd love to hear from you. Have a great weekend. God bless you. Be safe. Remember to put God first in everything, and you'll be blessed. Have a great weekend. God bless you. We love you.